This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is a great CEO of a really cool company, Greg Hoffer. He's the CEO at Covient Software. Covient is Covient Software.com. And they've got great stuff like their Diplomat MFT, standing for Managed File Transfer. It's award-winning, secure managed file transfer platform. We've got to move our files safely, more securely. And Greg's going to tell us how to do it, especially given government pressure for compliance, encryption. We're going to have a great conversation. Greg, welcome back to the hot seat today.
Thanks, Gary. It's my pleasure.
So, Greg, at Covient Software, you guys are building automated secure file exchanges for your clients. Can you tell us how that works and what that does to help them comply with regulations and a little bit about the automation involved?
Sure. So at Covient Software, we develop a solution that's centered around the automation of secure file transfers. So many companies can manually transfer files between entities, right? Your bank, a large insurance provider, the government agencies like CDC. But when you reach a certain threshold of transfers, you don't want to do that manually. And you don't want to rely upon that person in the corner to do those things manually because they might get sick or leave the company. So investing in software like Covient allows you to create scheduled transfers, automated, unattended transfers over many protocols, whether it's to your business partner using SFTP and PGP, or maybe it's your cloud providers, you're storing data in a data lake. All those things can be automated to reduce the risk and remove human error using our software.
So it's secure, it's managed, it's automated, it's easy to set up. Can you tell us about setup, deployment, maybe a few really cool examples that have helped folks comply with PCI or HIPAA?
Yeah, for sure. So we have really easy to use software. You can deploy it either on Linux or Windows-based systems. So we meet you where you want to be. And you install the software, you administer and configure it using whatever web browser you choose to use. And we try to distill the sometimes complex task of automating a file transfer from one internal system to external or vice versa into a very simple set of point and click type interface. So do you need PGP or not? It's just a checkbox. You don't have to really worry about managing the complexity of PGP. And we find ourselves deployed to customers of many different sizes, whether it's large healthcare organizations dealing with literally hundreds of thousands of file transfers every single day with tens of thousands of business partners, all the way down to your mom and pop dental office around the corner, because they both really have the same size of problem, even if they're not the same company size. And the problem being compliance with HIPAA high tech, protecting that personally identifiable or private healthcare information of their customers.
What do you recommend for data at rest? We're talking about, you know, files and movement and motion, which absolutely needs to be transferred securely. But should we worry about things like quantum encryption and quantum hacking and quantum resiliency? Can you talk a little bit about the future, where this is all going?
For sure. Security of data at rest has always been a thorn in anyone's side. And you can apply a layered approach. You can use whole disk encryption. You can secure your storage, whether it's S3 buckets or Azure blobs. You can even encrypt files, whether it's password protected zip files, or what we prefer is PGP encryption on files, a very robust and universal approach to encrypting the file contents themselves. But quantum computing is posing quite an interesting threat to the world. Although quantum computers themselves are probably still many, many years off that pose a threat to security, one of the challenges is that you can store data now that's encrypted and hold it off to the side and wait until a quantum computer becomes available to apply those advanced algorithms to break today's encryption. So there's quite a bit of threat around the store now, decrypt later kind of approach. Now, luckily for you and me, that generally doesn't pose a big threat because most of the stuff that we normal humans do is transactional, right? I might withdraw $100 from my bank account or deposit $100. But if you decrypt that data 5 years from now, what threat does that really pose? Unfortunately, for large organizations like healthcare in particular, there's a lot of sensitive information in those files. And if they are decrypted 5 years later, maybe it does have some threats against individuals or organizations. The good news is very smart people are working on it, like NIST, and there's lots of proposed algorithms to protect our data from the future threat of quantum. Unfortunately, some of those have already fallen by the wayside. They've been proven insecure. So it's hard maths. It's future stuff that's kind of speculative. So the best we can do is keep up with those programs, like the NIST programs for post-quantum computer encryption. And hopefully vendors such as Covalent Software will build out those solutions quickly once they arrive.
And by the way, this year, there are a few cybersecurity companies offering some quantum resiliency, which of course needs to be proven, but they're using some very innovative hardware to generate totally random keys that allegedly can outdo quantum. And then again, we have to worry about storage size for a quantum encrypted file. That'll be the next issue, but storage gets cheaper every year. And I remember many years ago, you'd be lucky to have, 50 megabytes. Now, 50 terabytes probably doesn't matter to many people.
It's not even just the key sizes. That's one part of it. But when the quantum algorithms are just such a sea change to the maths that cryptography is based on right now, that you really have to come up with a whole new archetype of mathematical formula to get encryption to work properly. It's way above my head. I just know how complex it is.
Well, Diplomat MFT, you made it real easy for people and they don't have to figure this stuff out. So I'm sure one day there'll be the quantum plugin for Diplomat.
That's right. We are keeping an eye on this and we are making sure that we follow it closely so that when the time comes, it becomes a checkbox for our customers. They don't have to know about the details, right? We will release a quantum computing resistant algorithm with a mere checkbox. That's our approach to the market. Don't force the customers to worry about these things, but let our expertise be invested into the software.
Now, Greg, Covalent Software is located in Texas. You're a U.S. company, but what you do is a global need. Can you tell us about clients? Are you spreading out around the globe? Are you just selling in the U.S.? I'm just curious about where you sell and do you do it through partners or direct?
We do a little bit of both, but primarily direct. That's just how our sales staff is structured, but our application is certainly universal. The problems of securely transferring files is universal. Anytime you interact business between two entities, they're going to have to share information. And that information is largely still files, right? So the world still runs on files. And transferring those files requires security, whether it's US regulations like HIPAA High Tech, or it's European GDPR or JSOX in Japan. I mean, there's always some regulation to protect their citizens and consumers with their data, with their information.
That makes a lot of sense. And I'm also curious, in the deployment of Diplomat, when I want to set it up or get it running, I assume there's an admin interface or dashboard. And is there a downloadable agent or client, or is it something that runs on a server, or is it all cloud-based?
Well, you can deploy it in the cloud. We've developed software that customers acquire and then install either on-premises or within their own cloud, whether it's the public cloud or a VPC or a data center somewhere. And that software runs as a service or on Linux as a daemon, running in the background, and administration, monitoring, configuration, et cetera, is done through a web-based interface. So you can manage it locally or remotely. We do offer one bit of software referred to as the agent, so that if I have, for example, a distributed data center, it's really easy to have one central location where you manage all of the workflows and monitor them and audit them. But then you can install lightweight software at a remote data center, and that way you don't have to worry about configuring your SFTP servers or user accounts or any of that complexity. It's just a lightweight agent that allows secure communication between those two endpoints.
That's great. And you talked a lot about pretty good privacy, PGP. Are you using it as a standard protocol or methodology or key generation? Like what are you using it for? And I don't want to go too deep in the weeds, but can you change encryption modules? How does that work?
Our software comes with a complete PGP library built in that you don't have to worry about integrating with other libraries, whether you have one on your desktop or in the cloud. So our software will perform all of those PGP operations, encryption, decryption, signing, verification, wholly within Diplomat MFT. You just point us to a key ring. So you can use external tools to generate and manage your keys if you wish, or you can just use us. Many customers just use us. And when we do PGP encryption, it's really just a choice. It's part of a very simple workflow that says take files from location A using this protocol, one of 12 different protocols we support, move the file to this destination B, and along the way, there's a checkbox. Do you want me to PGP encrypt it or decrypt it or not? And many customers use that for interactions, like I said, with healthcare. But another big one is banks. Financial institutions are very smart, and they know there's a lot of fraud out there. They want to make sure that the data dealing with money is as secure as possible. So many of our customers, whether it's a small legal firm uploading their payroll through ACH files, or it's a flower shop that needs to do positive pay files to protect them from check fraud, they interact with the major banks, and the major banks support SFTP uploads, and they require PGP encryption of the files, which can be, a little confusing for some people. So enter Covian software, and we make it a checkbox.
That's great. I love it. I like encryption a lot and making it a checkbox versus figuring out all this stuff. Greg, is there anything we haven't covered that you'd like to share with our viewers and listeners?
No, I really appreciate you bringing up these topics. I think it's really great. Here at Covian Software, we see a lot of companies from big to small, and we're happy to help them automate their file transfer so they can reduce their risk while increasing their operational efficiencies. And it's such a wide variety of customers. There's no way I can generalize it beyond that.
That's wonderful. Greg Hoffer, you're the CEO of Covian Software. We made it through the hot seat once again together. Really enjoyed the interview. And I think our viewers and listeners who are worried about safety, reliability in the transmission of sensitive files need to do it right, need to do it fast, easy, and cost effectively. And you've solved that at Covian Software. So folks, go visit them online at CovianSoftware.com.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio with your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milewski.